This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Peter LaSalle is known as the host whisperer. Late-night show with an opening monologue, a couch, and guests bouncing off each other. He practically invented the form. For 23 years, he produced The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Then went on to produce Late Night with David Letterman. Peter LaSalle also produced the old Arthur Godfrey Show.
And here in the Lipton spotlight are the Bluegrass Champs,
which dominated broadcasting in the early 1950s. NBC Radio's Monitor, where he brought Chicago comics Nichols and May to national prominence.
Someday, honey, you'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom, please.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making it.
Now at the age of 79, Peter LaSalle is executive producer of The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which begins its ninth season next week. He's also counseled Gary Shandling and Jon Stewart on how a comedian who delivers punchlines becomes a good host who gives punchlines to others. Mr. LaSalle told us from Los Angeles.
Being a comedian does not make you a talk show host by any means. It takes a lot more than that. It helps, possibly, in that you think funny, but doing a stand-up routine and hosting an interview program are two completely different things, I think.
Craig, you're babbling like some kind of moron. I'm a late-night host. It's what we do. It's a great day for America, everybody. Yes, indeed.
Craig Ferguson became host of The Late Late Show after a round of comedians, actors, and talk show personalities had auditioned on the air.
My biggest concern was, A, he was Scottish. He was not homebred. B, he had a rather strong accent that I had trouble understanding.
I've read that you couldn't understand him at first.
Yeah. No, I was really, really concerned about it. Turns out people think it's charming, his accent. Mm-hmm. My reaction was, I have no idea what you just said. So I was very concerned about that, and I shouldn't have been. One of the other guest hosts that hosted for a week was D.L. Hughley, who asked me for advice. And I said, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave Craig Ferguson. Don't be too Scottish.
Well, I guess he wasn't, was he?
He stared at me and he said, oh, I get it.
Meaning to D.L. Hughley, a comedian who's African-American, don't rely just on ethnicity, accent, or personal identity. Be a surrogate for the audience. Gary Shandling told us.
One of Peter's real strengths is getting the host to understand how to listen, how to ask the questions that an audience might want to hear, and to listen to the answer and not be thinking ahead with a joke. I don't know if I'm giving you anything usable, but Peter's never given me any notes on a telephone conversation.
Peter LaSalle has to be prompted to speak about his background. It is tragic and enthralling. He was born into a Jewish family who fled Hamburg in the late 1930s and wound up in Amsterdam, where he went to grade school with Anne Frank. Maybe only someone who's a concentration camp survivor can offer such an unvarnished observation about Anne Frank.
Well, she was not popular. Other girls did not like her. You know, she was a bit of a loner.
And you and your family wound up in the same camp, the Westerbork camp.
Westerbork and then Theresienstadt in Czechoslovakia. And that was a very strange place, and that's where the Nazis fixed up the camp with all sorts of phony, wonderful decor, and invited, you know, the Red Cross to come and visit and see what wonderful things they were doing.
This was kind of their show camp for propaganda purposes.
Which
didn't mean that it was a country club.
Yeah. They must not. Yeah. No. No, and my sister was part of a group that was building all the gas chambers that they finally finished building. It was a hard time for all of us.
His family came to America in 1947, and by the early 1950s, Peter LaSalle was an usher at Radio City Music Hall and a page at NBC, alongside Regis Philbin. He went from the camps to watching the Rockettes. I mean, that's one of those...
It boggles the mind.
Exactly.
And that was the beginning, yeah. Of course.
Peter, I've got to ask. I mean, this is... Jewish comedians are hardly unusual.
Right.
But did your background make you seek out laughter in life?
Wow, that's a good question. If it did, it was subconscious. Mm-hmm. But I've always been drawn to comics. I love finding fresh comics, which is harder and harder every year.
Because the demise of so many comedy clubs and the rise of the internet make it harder for comics to develop and encourages them to imitate what's successful. He counseled Jon Stewart when he used to guest host The Late Late Show, and Mr. Stewart remains Peter LaSalle's friend and fan.
In this business, you are not accustomed to spending a great deal of time around people with a lot of integrity and warmth and honesty. And so when you do, you are somewhat drawn to it, and that's what he has in an effortless way.
The gift that I keep looking for in people, whether they're hosts or guests, is likability. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you have the number one record or the number one movie. If you're not likable, I'd rather not put you on because I don't think the audience will stay up.
You know, there's such a, in show business in particular, a... sometimes a very unforgiving emphasis on new, fresher, younger. Got to go for that younger demographic.
Yes.
And it occurred to me as I was preparing to interview you.
That I'm much too old.
No. I was going to begin elsewhere. I was going to note that, I will note, I mean, Jay Leno and David Letterman can probably get into a movie for half price now because they're in their 60s. And yes. even the youngest, like, Conan O'Brien are in their 40s, and Craig Ferguson, I gather, has just turned 50.
Correct.
You're a little north of that.
Yes.
Is there something to be said for experience and familiarity?
I think so. I mean, of the hosts that I auditioned for The Late Late Show, they were all different ages, and some were very young. And the problem with a young host or a young guest... More so with young guests, it happens all the time. They haven't lived long enough to have thoughts of their own and experiences they can use. If you book people from, let's say, the Fox sitcoms, they may be very popular and successful, but they have nothing interesting to say. So, yes, I think age certainly helps in giving you something to talk about that might be more interesting.
There are so many late to late late shows now, and the competition is so thick that they rely on scripted bits. But Peter LaSalle says he still works for unscripted spontaneity.
I'm still in the game, and I'll probably continue to do it till I get to be completely senile.
Well, you don't sound even close now.
I'm working on it.
Well, Peter, thank you for all your time.
Thank you, Scott. It's really a thrill for me to be here. But it's a big, frightening experience for me. I'm not a performer. I'm a quiet person who doesn't like to blow his own horn.
Peter LaSalle is executive producer of The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Begins its ninth season next week. Thanks so much, Peter. I hope we can talk to you again.
I think you could probably tease me into doing it again.